the glory of the Lord filled the temple that Solomon built, and they couldn't stand to minister. Now we're the temple, mm-hmm. and the glory of the Lord will fill us before we leave here.
The Spirit of the Lord fills this earth's atmosphere. Soon the glory of the Lord, which is His manifest presence, will fill His people. Today, Gloria Copeland and Billy Brim explain how God will reveal Himself through the church on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. Professor Billy Brim is with us again, and we're talking about the glory of God and the manifested presence of Jesus. And we're both excited. We're glad you're here.
We're excited.
We're glad you're here, Billy.
Thank you very much. I'm glad I'm here. We got excited after, you know, between times. We said, wouldn't it be something if the cloud of glory would just come and sit upon us?
Yes.
Right here, Gloria and me.
Why not?
Why not? And it's very soon to happen.
Ooh, hallelujah.
It's wondrous things.
We like hearing
and
about the glory.
I was sharing the other days what the Lord had told me. At the beginning of this year, 2014, he said, in 2014, the church must don glory. And you know, he didn't say that to me without knowing. He knew that I had a great background to hear that one sentence.
Amen.
I had a background.
You were ready to hear.
I was ready to hear one sentence.
This year.
In 1970s, beginning in the 70s, I was working for Kenneth E. Hagin, and the Lord gave me a revelation about the glory of the Lord. I'll talk to you about it today.
Good.
In that revelation, which was accompanied by vision, I saw that the bride the church comes for will be a glorious church. Ephesians 5:27. I just think I like to read that. Now, the book of Ephesians, you just might take that book line by line and meditate it and see what God will show you. You'll be a different person at the end of it. You will have gone from glory to glory. But that book says in Ephesians 5:27, oh, we'll start with the middle of verse 25. Christ loved the church and gave himself for her that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing.
Praise God.
But that she should be holy and without blemish.
Glory to God.
And then it goes on and talks about the relationship of husband and wife and says that that is Christ and his church. And the church that he presents it to himself will be a glorious church, absolutely filled with the glory of God. The glory of God is the presence of God. And particularly the way it's used in the Bible, it's the presence of God manifested. You could see it.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell it's there. It's in the earth. Now, how this revelation of the glory came to me back in the 70s, I worked for Kenneth E. Hagin. And Kenneth E. Hagin, who is our mentor, Brother Copeland's yours, mine, and many others. And I was his editor of publications. It was my job to take his teachings and put them into print. Word of Faith, Monthly Lessons, books. What a wonderful job.
Oh, Billy, the Lord blessed you.
And as wonderful as it was, and the Word and all that working with it, another wonderful thing was being very close to Brother Hagin. And he would just come into my office, sit down in a chair, and start talking about any number of things. What a blessing that was, because he carried with him a presence of God that we all are going to carry before we leave here.
Praise God.
That's the glory of God. So the Lord said to Brother Hagin, Brother Hagin always aimed to follow the Spirit in his ministry. He sought the Holy Ghost. What do you want me to minister? What do you want me to say?
Amen.
He made the Word first, and then following the Spirit. And the Spirit said to Brother Hagin, the Holy Spirit, it would behoove you to look up every scripture in the Word on glory and to study the glory of God. Well, in those days in 1970, Gloria, before I came here, I went to my computer upstairs, I put glory in my concordance thing, I punched return, and this was printed out in a matter of seconds.
Not in the old days.
No. He had to get the concordance, look at this, look at that, and get the scriptures typed up.
Yeah.
Shelley did a lot of his notes back in those days. And so she probably typed them up for him. And he would carry those certain scriptures. He picked out certain one, of course. He would carry them in the back of his Bible. He had a leather, brown leather zip Bible case.
Yes.
Do you remember that? And in the, I think someone made it for him in Mexico, I think.
Like a tulle leather?
Yeah, tulle leather. And in the back of it had a little place, you know, where you could slip some scriptures. And in the back of it, he had his glory scriptures. When the Holy Ghost told him, only when he told him, he would get those out and read them. He would just step to the pulpit, and he would just start reading them. I remember I was always in every meeting I could get in. Of course, I worked for him. And I remembered sitting there, and I knew when it happened, because he'd sit up there on that platform, and he'd just like jump. That means God said something to him. He could hear God. He determined early in his life that he was going to hear the voice of God and recognize it, as well as he knew the voice of Aretha, his wife, or his children.
Praise God.
So he knew the voice of the Holy Spirit. And when the Spirit would tell him, read those glory scriptures, he'd get them out. Oh, man, I knew we were in for it. And he'd start out reading. He'd start out reading the scriptures. Just some of them I'm going to read you right now. Exodus 16, 7 and 10. And in the morning, then you shall see the glory of the Lord. Verse 10. And it came to pass, as Aaron spoke unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. They saw it.
Praise God.
Exodus 24, 16. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. And the sight, you can see it, the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on top of the mount in the eyes.
He saw the fire.
Of the children of Israel. They saw him in a cloud. They saw him, this glory of God, in a fire. Exodus 40, 34, this is when Moses finished the tabernacle. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
Praise God.
Leviticus 9, 6 and 23. And Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commanded that you should do, and the glory of the Lord shall appear unto you. I think we could take that.
Oh, that'd be marvelous.
He said, this is the year that the church must don glory.
Yeah.
This is the thing you should do. I've seen some things about how to do it. We're going to get to that before the end of the week.
Good.
Or before the end of next week. How to do it. This is the thing which the Lord commanded that you should do, and the glory of the Lord shall appear unto you. If we will do what he told us to do,
shall appear unto you.
The glory of the Lord shall appear unto you. Leviticus 9:23, and Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation and came out and blessed the people. And the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the people. Deuteronomy 5:24. There's lots of these. I'm just choosing a few. And he said, behold, the Lord our God has showed us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that God doth talk with men, and he liveth. That's a good one. Deuteronomy 5:24. 1 Kings 8:11. The priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. 2 Chronicles 5. This is when, you know, David took the ark. And we're going to go into this. We'll read this in much more detail. But just today, we're going to do one verse out of it. They took the ark from the tabernacle, from the place he'd prepared for it, David, and they took it into the temple. And we see there the picture of all the priests and the trumpets, and they all became like one. And it says, the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house
Praise
of God.
Glory to
now
God.
Now we see that the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle Moses built, and they couldn't stand to minister. The glory of the Lord filled the temple that Solomon built, and they couldn't stand to minister. Now we're the temple, and the glory of the Lord will fill us.
Praise God.
Before we leave here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Then after that day of the dedication, then Solomon, because it's a week-long ceremony, this Feast of Tabernacles, and King Solomon, another day, when he had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. Hallelujah. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord
Praise
upon the
God.
House, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless the Lord. Psalms, lots of things in the Psalms. We'll read just one. Psalm 63:2. To see thy glory and thy power, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. So Brother Hagin would just start reading these. Just start reading these scriptures of seeing the glory. And he'd start with the Old Testament and some of the ones. Sometimes he would get down to the New Testament and Stephen preaching. So this is Acts 7:2. And Stephen said, men, brethren, and fathers, hearken. The God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia before he dwelt in Haran. And then at the end of his sermon, but he, being full of the Holy Ghost, Stephen, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God.
Praise God.
Saw the glory. Appeared like a cloud, like a fire.
So actually, he was in the glory.
That's the glory world.
And he, you know, while he was being stoned, he was in
yes,
the glory.
Yes, while he was being stoned, he saw the glory.
And I'm sure it's when he departed right
and
there.
He departed right into the glory. You know, a cloud came and received Jesus when he ascended.
Mm-hmm.
That was a cloud of glory.
Mm-hmm.
And when we leave here in the rapture, there will be a cloud of glory we'll go up in. We will have progress from one degree
Praise
of glory
God.
To the next. And we're going to go up in a cloud of glory. So Brother Hagin would read these scriptures, one after the other, He just freed them. You know, Brother Hagin, he didn't do any putting on of a show.
No.
But he'd get happy.
Yeah.
And dance when it came. But he would read those scriptures, and he would then sometime, and we knew this, when God told him to read these scriptures, sometime during that time, usually as I remembered, it would come from his left in the back as he's on the platform. It's to his left. And not always, but that's the way I remember it. And it would come in like a wave, like a cloud, but it'd be like a wave, like the waves of a sea. And it would come in rolling, and it would pick up that congregation and do things with them.
Praise God.
Heal them, bring them to the front. And Brother Hagin, see now, in this cloud in the Old Testament, they could not stand to minister.
That
they couldn't
means
stand up.
Stay on their feet.
They couldn't stand up on their feet. They'd fall down. And so oftentimes that's what would happen when this cloud of glory would come rolling in. People would be picked up out of their seats, sometimes brought to the altar, oftentimes falling. And I was telling it at your minister's conference, and Pat was there, Pat Harrison, Brother Hagin's daughter, and her husband, Buddy. He used to travel with Brother Hagin and lead the singing. Mm-hmm. And one day, this was coming in, that cloud was rolling in. And Brother Hagin, of course, he sees it coming, and he steps back. And the people fall. And Buddy, it fell, you know, Buddy fell. He's down there on the front row. He said, I wish you would have told me that you saw it coming. But he fell in the lap of a great big heavyset lady. And Buddy,
he was a good
sized
guy.
He was a good sized guy. And there he was in the lap of that lady, and his little arms and legs were just kicking.
My.
And Brother Hagin was laughing at him.
Mm-hmm.
Had no mercy. But the glory of God would come in. Now, whenever the Lord said to Brother Hagin, it would behoove you to look up every scripture on glory and to minister on the glory and study on the glory of God, I figured, well, if it would behoove him, it would behoove me.
That's right.
And that's when I started studying on the glory. Now, a funny thing had happened to me. I was working for Brother Hagin. There was a terrible doctrine going around about heavy submission. Didn't allow women to do hardly anything. And the church I was going to in Tulsa got kind of mixed up in it. And so we heard, someone said to me, there's a church in our town where you can raise your hands. Collinsville's 21 miles north of Tulsa.
What a reputation.
Yeah, what a reputation. And it was a friend's church, Quaker church. And so we went there the first Sunday. I was just so thrilled to be there. I didn't know that Rachel Tiefenthaler had prayed us in. But we could raise our hands. That was a big thing. And I was just happy to be there. And we went to the Sunday school class. And they didn't have very many people. They probably had 20 adults. And in the choir loft, they had their Sunday school class. So my husband and I went. And Rachel's son, Wayne Tiefenthaler, gave a testimony. There were only 8 people in the class. And he gave the testimony, and the testimony was, don't ever think that God won't collect on his vows. When I was 12 years old, I made a vow, went to a Pentecostal church. I would never go to a picture show. When I was 18, there came a picture show on football, and so I went. Now, he said, I made the vow to God that if I go to the picture show, you can break both my arms.
Oh,
he said, I am
day.
Now Think 35 years old. And he said, I want you to know that God will collect on his vows. Because Wayne had been backslidden, and he just got back to God like 2 weeks before. And he said, I'm 35 now, and the Lord has collected on his vows. He was riding a bronc, and he got thrown in a rodeo and broke both of his arms. And so I'm sitting there, and my husband is punching me. That means keep quiet. Don't say a word. We won't come back. But the glory came down on me. My eyes sparkled. I had just done a book for Brother Hagin that week, Don't Blame God. And I said, oh, brother, that wasn't a God collecting on a little boy's foolish vows. That was the devil who knows you're back to God, and he's wanted to tell you that. And I preached to him, don't blame God. The Sunday school teacher said,
that's a good message.
I nominate this woman to be our Sunday school teacher. Wayne said, I second the motion. I was now the Sunday school teacher. I didn't know that's the way they did things in the Friends Church. So I began to teach this class. And it's charismatic move days. And you remember, those are the days after we'd been to Brother Hagin's seminars. I'm now working for him. And people are coming in, a full gospel. Denominational people are coming into the fullness of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It was the days of a great, great move of God. Well, at this move of God and people coming into that body and me looking at the scriptures on the glory, and I've been named the Sunday school teacher. And now for 1 hour before church every Sunday, I get to teach the Sunday school class. And that Sunday school class grew from 8 to 200. It filled the whole church.
From eight to 200.
And so I got more time than the pastor. He only had about 20 minutes, but I had a whole hour before church started. And I was preach what I was learning at work from Brother Hagin. And then there came this business of the glory, and I started studying on the glory. And a lot of people who came in the charismatic movement, they had been only born again a short time. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, you know, they need to know the Bible. This is the plan of God. So we started at Genesis 1, and we were going to study the Bible in the light of our redemption. So we started at Genesis 1:1, and when we started at Genesis 1:1, and me studying the glory of God, that's when God gave me the revelation of the glory in that Sunday school class. And I taught it every Sunday morning.
That would have been 19 what?
1970s. I taught it every Sunday morning, and I came to see the Bible is the story of the glory.
Praise God.
Well, that's what we'll be sharing.
Oh, that's good, Billy. I like that. You know, really, it's time for us to get it better.
Yes,
to get
it
more depth.
How to put it on, how to don it.
How to yield to it. So we're going to look forward to that. Thank you, Lord. Billy and I'll be right back.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. Living Victory Las Vegas Faith Encounter, Henderson, Nevada, May 30th through 31st with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. The 2014 Peru Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Lima, Peru, June 6th through the 7th at the Eduardo Diwos Coliseum. The 2014 Southwest Believers Convention, June 30th through July 5th, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. You are called to manifest glory, and not just any glory, God's glory, the glory of His presence. The Lord spoke to longtime friend and fellow minister of KCM, Billy Brim, that in 2014, we, the church, must put on glory. We do that by looking in the Word for the glory. We let it talk to us. We let it change us into His image. Resources like the Glory of His Presence package can provide the direction you need on your glorification journey. The Blood and the Glory book by Billy Brim helps reveal that without Jesus' blood, it is impossible to be prepared for the glory. She also shares invaluable information in A Glorious Church CD series, giving you an understanding of the church's role in the end times. And this book by Richard Sigmund, My Time in Heaven, gives you the sense of being there in heaven from where the glory flows. Christ in you is the presence of God's glory in the earth. Manifest Him everywhere you go. Christ in you is the presence of God's glory in the earth. Order the Glory of His Presence package today for only $36.99 and enjoy a savings of 24%. Clearly understand that God's plan for total redemption includes His glory in His people. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call our toll-free number, 1-800-600-7395. For an additional 10% off, order the Glory of His Presence package online.
If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, then you haven't been born over again. And I'm telling you, once you get born over again, you've got a fresh start. Mm-hmm. And you can begin to grow up into Him. It's never too late. You think, well, I've done this, I've done that, I've been bad. Well, listen, I've prayed with so many girls on death row and places where they had really done things that certainly you'd think would be the end. Mm-hmm. But when they made Jesus the Lord of their lives, they got what? Born over again. That's not just a religious term. I know you hear it a lot, but it's an actual happening. When you make Jesus the Lord of your life, you can get born over again. Your body doesn't get born over, but your spirit man, that part of you that is connected to God, the part of you that when you make that decision is changed. You make Jesus the Lord of your life and you are born over again in your spirit man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And life, I mean, nothing began to really get straightened out until after Ken and I got born again. And then we had to learn about what happened to us and how to walk in the
Renew
Word. Or we still live like we used to live, even though we'd been born over again. So if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, let Billy and me help you. We'll lead you and you pray after us. Just say, Jesus.
Jesus.
I receive you as my Lord and Savior.
I receive you as my Lord and Savior.
I give my life to you, Lord.
I give my life to you, Lord.
Take my life and do something with it.
And do something with it.
I offer it to you.
I offer it to you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Nobody ever offers themselves to the Lord except what He receives you. So if you prayed that prayer, now you're born again, you're in the family of God, but you have to learn how to live. You got to grow up now into Him with the Word of God. So find a good church that teaches you the Word of God, tells you that God saves, He heals, He fills with the Holy Spirit, and get in it and begin to grow. And we have something we want to give you. It's called our Salvation Package. It's free. We want to give it to you. Has a book in it called He Did It All For You and some brochures on how to study your Bible. You got to learn what belongs to you before you can walk in it. So stay with us on the air, listen to the teaching, and grow up in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll see you tomorrow.
Learn more about beginning your new life in Christ Jesus. Request your free salvation package today at kcm.org. Jesus did it all for you. It's time to receive His love and live the abundant life God provided for you. For additional teaching and free information on salvation, go to kcm.org.
Marilyn has done an in-depth 30-year-long work on seeing Jesus in every book of the Bible. And she shared this with us. It's one of the most eye-opening, heart-charging things you've ever heard.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts. Visit kcm.org and get an exciting look at listings, meeting schedules, product news, and much more. View KCM meetings live or watch Believer's Voice of Victory webcasts on demand. That's kcm.org.